You're listening to the audio production of American Phoenix, John Quincy and Louisa Adams, The War of 1812, and The Exile That Saved American Independence by Jane Hampton Cook. Published by Thomas Nelson and read by Kate Wisniewski. In memory of my fiercely independent grandmother, Catherine Jane McEwen Travis, who would have recognized some of herself and her daughters and granddaughters in Louisa Catherine Johnson Adams. Author's note: recalling the ones who were. The Phoenix riddle hath more wit. By us, we two being one, are it. John Donne, English poet, circa 1631. Though he often concealed his true feelings from polite society, President John Quincy Adams kept detailed diaries throughout his life. Dipping a pen into his inkwell was as natural to him as breathing. In contrast, his letters, particularly to his parents, brother, and wife, reveal this reserved man's deeper passions of love, justice, and a manly quest for honor. An avid reader, John also understood the value of eyewitness accounts to historians. If his life proved influential at all, something he longed for, he suspected scholars just might collect his diaries and correspondence. He was right. Researchers throughout the years have published his writings in many volumes. His wife Louisa also loved the written word. She too dared to dream that someone just might take an interest in her life. In her own Jane Austen-like way, she kept a diary and even dabbled in drafting fiction. When she wrote about one of the most dramatic times in her life, she hoped that one day, maybe, just maybe, her story could make a difference in someone else's life too. It may perhaps, at some future day, serve to recall the memory of one who was, and show that many undertakings, which appear very difficult and arduous to my sex, are by no means so trying as imagination forever depicts them. Writing was the key to being remembered in their generation. Photography didn't exist in their heyday, much less the concept of video. They understood the sentiment behind Benjamin Franklin's quip: if you would not be forgotten as soon as you are dead and rotten, either write things worth reading or do things worth the writing. John Quincy and Louisa Adams did both. Through this book, I hope to bring to life the story of their honorable exile for you, a modern-day reader, in a way that resonates with your mind, heart, and soul.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?